Blog Talk Radio.
I know what prayer can do. Prayer has brought me through. Good afternoon and welcome to Ministering God's Way Fivefold. And welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Tripler, joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. Ministering God's Way Fivefold is brought to you by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. Ministering God's Way Fivefold is now Triplet Ministries Broadcast. So you can find us, Google Triplet Ministries Broadcast at 3 p.m. on Central Time on Saturdays. Triplet Ministries Broadcast. But we wanted to let you know on today so you can continue to follow us. However, we wanted to share the message last Saturday, August 12th, 2017, that the message, How to Overcome Church Hurt. This was a message that I ministered at the Light Outreach of Holiness Temple in Starkville, Mississippi, Pastor Emma Austin. And we had an end time conference, and there were a couple of speakers, and I was one of those speakers, and I spoke on how to overcome church hurt. So we know that all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose. So today we wanted to share that segment, that message, because we want people to be delivered. We want people to be set free. We don't want anybody in bondage and allowing spirits to hold them back and keep them in bondage in Egypt. And the Bible says, you know, press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. He said, look not. He said, the old things have passed away. He said, behold, I make all things new. He said, you know, don't look back. He doesn't want you to look back like Lot's wife. Look forward. God wants you to press forward and think on those things that are lovely, that are just, that are pure, and of a good report. So we're going to go right into the message today so you can hear what the Spirit is saying into the church and be blessed by it. Amen. And we will come back with to you moment after this segment. God bless you.
There's no good thing that he will withhold from them that walk right. Amen. So we want to be able to, we want to let go and let God have his way. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God is a good God. And he is worthy to be praised. And I'm just so honored to be here today. And I just thank and praise God for this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I greet you all in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I bring you greetings from Triplet Ministries, located right here in the heart of Starkville, Mississippi, home of Mississippi State University.
All right.
Thank God for being here on today at this end time conference. Mm-hmm. And to be a part of this end time commission of
Come on,
souls
Come
for
on.
Jesus Christ.
Come on.
We must be about our Father's business. Amen.
Yes.
For the Bible says, for night cometh when no man can work. So work while it's day. We want to work while we can. Amen. Because night is coming and no man can work. Okay. We don't want to be caught with our work undone. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we thank God for you, Pastor Austin, on today.
Amen.
All men and women of God in your house today, we thank God for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because we are a part of this end time army. Amen.
Come on, man.
Amen.
That's the truth.
We are on the battlefield for our Lord. Amen. Amen. So we must be able to put on what? The whole armor of God.
Come on,
that we may be able to stand.
Yes,
in these evil days, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Put on the whole armor of God. But today, we want to just thank God for allowing us to come together just one more time. We don't have to fret or fear no man, because God has not given us
come on now.
Fear, amen? But power, love, and a sound mind.
Amen.
And so I just thank and praise God for who he is in my life and what he's doing in my life. And he's been times in the life and in your life and the lives of others, and how he is using us as earthen vessels and instruments of his peace, so we may be able to win souls for him. Amen? Because we are in the business of winning souls. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the commission. We're talking about the Great Commission. Winning the soul. So today, we just want to talk about overcoming church hurt. Because if men and women of God in the house of in the body of Christ, in the five ministry, you have the apostles, you have the prophets, you have the evangelists, you have the pastors, you have the teachers. And that's for the perfecting of the saints. Amen.
No.
For the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Until we all come into the unity of the faith.
Yes.
Amen? So we're all a part of the body of the Christ. And so we have to come together and we have to perfect ourselves. Amen? Perfecting the saints. We have to perfect holiness. That's the way God says, highway of holiness. Amen?
Yes.
And holiness without, no man shall see the Lord. Amen? So we have to come together and edify one another, build one another up, because we're going to have trouble. Amen?
Yes,
amen. I was telling Pastor Carter outside this morning, trouble don't come.
Yes, it will.
Trouble don't have it always.
Yes,
so
true.
Let's turn with me, if you will, to Galatians, the sixth chapter.
All right,
Galatians, the sixth chapter. And when we get to Galatians, the sixth chapter, we want to turn to, we want to go to the, we want to turn, go to the 16th verse. Galatians, the fifth chapter, and then we want to go to the 16th verse. Amen?
Amen.
Galatians, the fifth chapter, and the 16th verse. Everybody have it? Say amen.
Amen.
Galatians, the fifth chapter, and the 16th verse.
Amen.
And if you're not there, say, wait for me.
Amen.
And if everybody will stand for the reading of the Word of God, let's like acknowledge and honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Galatians, the fifth chapter and the 16th verse. Amen. And it reads, this I say then, walk in the Spirit,
mm-hmm.
and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other,
mm-hmm.
so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. Now let's skip down to the 22nd verse in the 5th chapter of Galatians. And it reads, Galatians 5:22.
Mm-hmm.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law.
All right.
And we're going to conclude at the 26th verse. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another.
Amen.
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 Amen. You may be seated. How to overcome church hurt. I was recalling an encounter myself with church hurt. And I left the church because I was hurt. And I was hurt by not the members, but the leaders. And I left the church and went to another church.
Uh-huh.
And I was hurt by those leaders at that church. So I was just running. You know, I was just running from church to church trying to overcome church hurt, when the Bible tells us that the devil is a roaring lion. He's roaring to and fro,
mm-hmm.
seeking whom he may devour.
Mm-hmm.
So wherever you go, you're going to always have opposition.
Yeah.
You're going to always have trouble. You're going to always have trials. But how do you overcome this church hurt?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Galatians 5 and 16 tells us, walk in the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So, see, if we walk in the Spirit, we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen?
Amen.
And so, we don't want to provoke one another or envy one another.
Mm-hmm.
Because God, He gives us all. He says, we all are part of the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
There's giving gifts and administration in the body of Christ. So we must know what our vocation is and what God has called us and to walk worthy in that vocation where we've been called. So when we walk in the Spirit, then we have love and love one towards another. Amen?
That's it. Amen.
And when we love one another, that means we even have to love our enemies.
That's right.
Are people going to treat you or hurt you in the church? Yes.
Yeah.
That's because everybody in the church, in the house of God, is not saved. Amen? So even what happens... Why do people hurt people? Hurting people hurt people.
Amen.
Hurting people hurt people. So why? How do you overcome it? You have to say, Lord, it's not my brother, it's not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Amen. We have to have forgiveness in our heart. It's hard to love our enemies. But we have to ask God to richly dwell in us and give us the love of God. Let it dwell within us, amen, so that we can love our enemies. And I was telling my husband the other day, we need our enemies. You know why?
Yeah.
Man, God, we need our enemies.
Yes,
you know why?
Do.
Because He said He prepared a table
before
you in the presence of your enemies. Amen. So God can't prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies if you don't have any.
Look out.
And then what did He tell you about your enemies? He said, hey, be your footstool.
Yes,
amen. Amen. All we got to do is walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh and walk in love because God is love.
That's
so
it.
We have to love everybody, even our enemies. It's not easy. So when they did you wrong, so the Lord said, okay, now, you going, He showed me, the Holy Ghost showed me, you going back to that church you left. After all those years, I had been fed the Word of God, not that they wasn't teaching it, I said they wasn't living it. But He told me to go back, and the Holy Ghost showed me, go back, and you ask them for forgiveness.
My
and I thought, well, how can you ask me to ask them for forgiveness? They hurt me. And He said, no, that's not me, that's not the way of Christ. God, He said, I'm meek, hallelujah. Ooh, glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Jesus is meek and lowly and humble. Amen? You got to humble yourself if you want to be exalted. You can't, He said He resists the pride. You can't be proud and serve the true and living God. You have to humble yourself. And He says, for I am meek and I am lowly. He says, you know, my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. But see, a lot of times we let pride get in the way.
And
we let self get in the way. And we don't want to humble ourselves. And you know what He said? He's coming before honor. Humility.
Yeah.
You're going to have to be humiliated if you want to be honored.
That's
you didn't get where you are, woman of God, being glorified.
Mm-mm.
And so He said who He foreknew, He predestined. Who He predestined, He called. Who He called, He justified. Who He justified, He'll glorify you. You ain't got to worry about it. But you got to go through you got to wait till He resurrects you. Let Him resurrect you. Let Him fight your battle.
Yeah.
And see, here's the thing. We say we're in the army of the Lord. Amen? But when we're in the army of the Lord, it's just like the army in the United States. Anybody that go on in the army, they have to put on a uniform. So what we got to do? What we got to do? Ephesians 4 says put on what? The whole armor of God. Okay? So we got to put on our uniform every day. Our helmet of salvation. Our breastplate of righteousness. We got to be right. Amen. Our Lord girded about with truth. We must speak the truth to our... If someone hurts you, He said, go to your brother. Privately.
That's
speak the truth in love. Amen. Speak the truth in love. Amen. He said, let your feet be shod with the gospel. A preparation of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let your feet be shod. And then you know what? He said, above all, having the shield of faith. You got to have faith. You know, and He says, you know, and that sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The Word of God hid in your heart. That you may not, as Pastor Carl was praying, that you may not sin against God.
Mm-hmm.
to have that word hidden in our heart, that sword of the Spirit.
Yes.
When we out there on the battlefield for the Lord, have that sword, that word of God hidden in your heart. Because I know Pastor Austin mentioned one time, there's going to come a day where we ain't not going to have no Bible to walk freely with.
Amen.
So we got to have that word hid
in our heart
so that we may not sin against God. Amen.
Yes,
and he said, that helmet, he said, above all, he said, having the shield of faith.
Amen.
Because without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Yes.
We can't see this thing, and Pastor God, you can't see the thing that you're going through right now. You can't see the outcome. But it wasn't for you to see the unknown outcome. Because we walk by faith and not by sight.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ said, above all, just stand. All he wants you to do is stand still and see the salvation of God.
Yes.
So it's no secret what God will do. If he's done it for others, he'll do it for you. Regardless of what you're going through, God has the answer. Amen?
Amen.
Not only does he have the answer, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? So he says, all you have to do is obedience. It's better than sacrifice.
Yes.
Don't worry. You know what he tell us? He said, don't worry. Don't take no script for your journey, man of God. He said, you didn't have to take no script for your journey.
Look at it. Go ahead.
He said, you ain't got to worry about what you're going to wear.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You ain't got to worry about what you're going to eat. He didn't guess what, he didn't tell you to worry about your building. He didn't tell you where. He said, go into all the world and preach my God.
Amen.
Amen. See, now back to the army. When we're talking about that those that came in overcoming church hurt, when you in the army of the Lord, and we're talking about the army of the United States as well, we're making a metaphor.
Amen.
How many of you know somebody when they was they went AWOL after service? Let's see, show our hands. Know somebody went AWOL. Amen. And when they went AWOL, guess what? They couldn't find a DV job.
No, they couldn't.
Because they had, you know what? They had, they left the first love. They left the first love. And they backed out. They went on back.
Yes.
And they watched the clock. Like they looked back. You can't look back. God said, press towards the mark of the high calling, which is Christ Jesus. Amen. So don't look back. I always look forward to see what God has for you. Okay,
yes.
God is not a backwards God. He's a forward God.
Yes,
and if
is.
God takes anything away from you, he's not a divine spirit. He doesn't divide you. Amen. God unifies you and he multiplies you. But if he subtracts anything from your life, guess what? What he takes away, he replaces. Amen. Amen. So how do we overcome church hurt? When you're in the army, you go to Saudi Arabia, you know, you have relatives, you're going over to the other parts of the world to fight, they get wounded.
Yes.
Amen. They get wounded.
Yes.
What they do? They don't quit. They stay on the field, on the battlefield. But guess what? They get help.
Amen.
And this is our job. So if you wounded, you out there on the field with me, you get wounded, we're gonna look that's what we're supposed to look after one another. And we're supposed to air side and build one another up.
Amen.
And I'm gonna help you in your wound. But then what do we do to the wound? We heal that, we patch that wound up, right? We comfort that wound.
Amen.
So spiritually and metaphorically, what should we do in the name of the Lord? Don't worry when you get hurt. Don't worry when you're on the battlefield and somebody's hurt. Don't worry about when you get wounded. Because the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, is a comforter. Just like that bandage that's going to comfort that wound. And that's going to clean that wound up. Amen? That comfort, the Holy Ghost, is going to comfort you and it's going to keep you on that battlefield. Amen?
Amen.
And not only when you get hurt, when you're on that battlefield, you have to stay focused. You don't leave. You don't leave the army because you got shot or gunned down.
Yeah.
If we had them kind of soldiers working for us in the United States, man, my goodness, we'd be in a world of trouble. Nobody wants a coward soldier. Amen.
Amen.
So you can't be no coward soldier.
Amen.
Every time somebody shoot or fire a dart at you, hey. Don't get mad. Get glad. He said, for great is your reward in heaven when men persecute you and revive you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So get over it.
Amen.
And walk in the spirit. No cross, no crown. See, we want the glory, but we don't want the trouble. And the trial that comes with the cross. Amen.
Amen.
We don't want to go through anything.
Amen.
So Jesus wants us to stand still on that battlefield.
Amen.
No, the battle is not yours.
Amen.
It's not yours.
Amen.
It's the Lord.
True.
And so last but not least, go to Romans the 12th chapter. Romans the 12th chapter. Romans, the 12th chapter. And this is going to set, this is going to sum everything up. We're talking about love and overcoming church hurt, how to overcome. We said we walk, for those that came in late, we said walking in the Spirit, that's how we overcome. And we came from Galatians, the 5th chapter, and talking about the fruits of the Spirit. So one of those fruits is long-suffering. Well, we don't want to go through anything, but you're talking about you, if you led and you got the Holy Spirit, you got the Holy Ghost, where's your long-suffering? We want the joy and the peace, but what about the long-suffering? The long-suffering is a part of it. It may not be what you want, but that's what God is supposed to do. You know, you got to run this race with patience.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. And you got to wait on God. Amen.
Yes,
how many know if you wait on God, He'll come through for you?
Yes, He will.
He can wait, I say.
Yes, He will.
Okay, so Romans 12 chapter in the last one, we're going to read this. This is going to bring it home to the beginning at the 9th verse. Romans 12:9. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love. Amen?
Amen.
And honoring, preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope. Patient in what? Tribulation. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of saints, giving to hospitality, bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not, rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of lower estate, and be not wise in your own conceit. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as life in you, live peaceably with all men. Amen?
Amen.
Dear beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine.
Yes.
I will repay, says the Lord.
Yes,
he didn't say you had to go and repay.
Come on now.
He said, vengeance is mine. Yes. He said, I'll repay. He got you back.
Yes.
He said, fear the Lord. Therefore,
amen.
If thy enemy hunger, not your friend, if your enemy hunger, feed him. For in doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. And this is where in the last verse here, this is Romans 12:21. This is it in a nutshell. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil.
Amen.
Father God. God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Father God, we come looking to you, God,
right now,
finish
in the name
of our
faith.
Yes,
Father
God.
God, there's no good thing you said
yes,
that you will withhold from us.
Yes,
to walk God. Our life. Father God, give each and every one of us today, Father God.
Oh,
desire, Father, to
yes,
do your will and to do it your way.
Yes,
let us remove self, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, you said you resisted the proud. Let us walk worthy, Father, in
yes,
the location wherever you have called us. Let us walk in the Spirit.
Yes.
Help us to walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh, Father God. And give us that love that flows
yes,
from heart to heart and from breath to breath, Father God, to even love our enemies because
yes,
you are love. And let us, Father, be found true and faithful.
Yes.
So at the end, we will hear you say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter now into the joy of the Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen